Hi, welcome to one of our Who Are We discussions. Today we hear more about our new expert partner, Room Price Genie. Joining us for this discussion is Thomas Landon, Chief Marketing Genie. Thomas tells us more about the company, when they were founded, and the backstory to its inception. We hear about their typical client profile, geographical focus, and how they go about adding value to their clients. Really hope you enjoy the conversation. Let's get started. Hey Thomas, thanks for joining us today. And first and foremost, thank you for Room Price Genie coming on board as an expert partner. And thank you, as I say, for you joining us for one of our Who Are We interviews, which is a relatively short and sweet kind of bit of background, setting the scene. Who are Room Price Genie? What are you guys all about? Welcome on board. First of all, it would make sense to get you to introduce yourself and let us know who you are, and then we'll talk a bit more about Room Price Genie. So over to you.
Excellent. Thanks, Trevor. So first of all, great to be here. As always, the borderline check to get that off the way. So I'm Thomas. I am Room Price Genie's Chief Marketing Officer. I joined since last year, mid of last year. And as you can probably guess by the title, I look after all our marketing and branding and communications for the company. And a little bit about myself. I come from a hotel background, studied hospitality in the Netherlands. Had a nice little stint about 10 years in the US, a little shy off, where I worked in hotels and worked in different marketing roles, and then moved back here. Now I live back in Amsterdam, where I'm originally from, the Netherlands, and I live here with my two kids and my wife here in our place.
Sunny Netherlands. I can see it reflecting there.
So well, you caught us the one day a year that it's sunny, so perfect.
Well, enjoy that, and we'll enjoy it with you. So, Room Price Genie. Let's get some of the what I call kind of the basics, fundamentals out of the way. Let's touch on when was Room Price Genie founded? Where are you located? Kind of how big are you as a company? Let's kick off with those to start with.
Let's start with the founding. So, Room Price Genie was founded by our founder Ari. Ari, and I always have a very difficult time pronouncing his last name, but I'll do my best. Is Andriy Kopelos. He is actually from the UK, and he started his career in building. After getting a PhD in mathematics, he built trading algorithms for the financial markets. And his dad actually has at that point a bed and breakfast in the UK, a small 15-room bed and breakfast. And in 2017, he started kind of tinkering. Hey, if I apply the mathematical logic of trading currencies that he did at that time to actually optimizing prices for the hotel, would that work? And that's kind of the original starting point of the company. So he started tinkering with the idea and building a system that to help him automate the prices based on current events and based on pickup and things like that we know. And along the way, that grew. In end of 2017, beginning of 2018, the two other co-founders, Marvin and Jurek, joined. And in 2019, commercial start of the company. That was when the first customers came on board, besides the test property for his dad. And then it grew from there. Ari is now based in Switzerland. Our office is actually in Mannheim in Germany, and our teams are now global around the world. But we can grew from 2019 as our first customers. 2021, they got the Focusrite awards, SideMinder awards, and that's how really kind of the engine started.
Kind of gave the impetus.
The growth started. And yeah, exactly. And now we're with a team of 50 genies around the globe. From we all work from home, or most of us work from home. A couple of people work in the office, and we have about 1,500 customers from any place in the world.
That's pretty good going in a short period of time. And also, when we mustn't forget that during, I mean, a year after you guys started rocking and rolling commercially, as you say, the world kind of changed a little bit.
and luckily it changed back to as it was before. But yeah, you're 100% right. And And now we definitely see, the COVID period, if you look at the numbers, was obviously a rocky period for all of us in hospitality tech. But now, the last 12 months, the growth has definitely come on. And we're very fortunate, end of last year, we won the hospitality hotel tech report, third place. But as well, now we see really customers picking up on the concept of revenue management, right? It's much more accessible and much more applicable for many hotels now.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned 1,500 clients that you're working with. Can you give us a kind of an overview? Do you have I'm sure you do business with anyone, but I mean, do you tend to have a typical client profile and any geographical regions that you focus more?
Yeah, and there's definitely, let's start with the latter question, geographical areas, right? The areas where we strongest and focus most on are mainland Europe, including the UK, the US and Canada, and Australia and New Zealand. Those mm-hmm. are kind of our core focus markets, and that's where we find most of our customers. Being a Swiss company, German company, most of our customers are in that region. Mm-hmm. But we have the ability to operate it basically anywhere. Most of our hotels that we work with are small and independent. And I know those are kind of two concepts that require a little bit of definition. Well, let's start with small. In average, our room count is roughly 25 mm-hmm. Rooms per hotel. And we have ranges from, I think, the largest 2 to 80 or something like that, to literally people that have two rooms with a pub and two rooms above it. But on average, we focus on smaller hotels. And independent is another nice catchphrase, nice bucket phrase, which is always difficult to. But we don't focus on the and certainly not on the enterprise brands and the Hiltons and the Wyndhams and these type of things, but neither on the larger brands. So the Motel Ones and the Roccofortes and these larger investor driven brands. Our customers on that sense, that's kind of the profile of the hotel. If you look at the hotel itself, the vast majority of our customers or users, let's say it like that, are either owner operators or managers, or a general kind of hotel manager, general manager of a hotel. We typically don't sell to revenue managers. We make products actually for non-revenue experts. That's kind of mm-hmm. our philosophy of building products. So if you look at our customer profile and in terms of size and users, that's what we work with.
Perfect. Let's talk, as you brought it up, around your product and where it's targeted to. Let's actually look at the Room Price Genie product. I mean, maybe before we hear what, where your focus is or how your focus of product ties with your client, maybe we could go back a little bit. And what was the kernel of the idea? I mean, as you say, it was started way back a few years ago, looking at applying the trading techniques into rooms. So was it purely just the natural progression from there, or was there a moment in time? Just take us back a little bit.
Yeah. So if you look at the core of what it's in our name, it's not that difficult to probably guess. But we do room prices, right? Revenue management has a lot of aspects to it, a lot of different angles to it, and it's gotten more complex and broad over the years. But our essence, our core, where it started, is really room price optimization. So really asking the right price for the right room type. Mm-hmm. And specifically focused again on smaller hotels. And this is what we build the algorithm for, that you also can set this in the application based on the number of rooms. So if you have 10 hotel rooms and you sell two, that's a huge pickup in terms of percentage of rooms that you have available and sell. If you have 100, you do the math. So that was the focus of the original start of the product. And obviously that grew over time with more features and functionality and other types of other dimensions of revenue management added to it. Mm-hmm. And at this point, it is you know, it's a full-fledged revenue management. We don't do food and beverage. We don't do parking. We don't do meeting and event space. We don't do group business.
So not all what people would call ancillary. It's just all room focused.
Exactly. Yeah. It's room focused, but within the room focused, we do everything that you expect from a product. But really the focus, if you look at and talk to our teams and to our engineers, the focus is all around like, I'm a non-revenue manager. How do I actually operate the system? And this is quite interesting, I think, for looking at the usage and the users as well. So most of our users just turn it on and just let it go.
It's all automatic.
Exactly. You onboard, you look at it a little bit because there's still obviously when your title is revenue management, you believe that a revenue manager, you believe that automated or dynamic pricing is something you should apply to a hotel. Mm-hmm. But when you have a hotel somewhere in the Swiss Alps with 15 rooms and you've had it for the second or third generation, and you've always had a high season and low season, right? This is a new concept for people. They're like, well, I've never had dynamic pricing. How does it work? So when they onboard, they're kind of always a little bit skeptical and thoughtful, like, hey, well, you know, I want to check and want to validate that everything is actually happening as I expect it to be. But after a while, we see just people like, you know, turn it on and not even log in and let the system run.
Very good. Very good. And so I guess that's there's a big step between you sitting there with your father's business and thinking, can I apply some of my knowledge to then saying, okay, there's a business opportunity at a time, because if I get the timeline right, this was 2000, as you said, 2017, things started to go 2019. Correct. I mean, there were a number of RMS providers already in that space at that time.
Yeah.
So there was obviously a feeling that there wasn't anything like the Room Price Genie solution, I'm guessing. Otherwise, why would you have made that leap?
Exactly. And it's always easy to kind of compare and contrast yourself to competitors. A couple things that also helped us in the industry at large just to make it easier, right? I think one is the move from PMSs to cloud, and with that, majority of the PMSs being much easier to integrate with is definitely something that helped us along the way. Mm-hmm. So that is something, a trend that is a general trend. I think the second general trend is that you see is that the hospitality tech is becoming more common, right? It's much more an acceptable thing for hoteliers to kind of investigate and shop and learn about hotel tech and see what that they can do for their business. So there's definitely trends that helped us along the way. But if you know, to make a little bit of the comparison with our competitors, most of our competitor products are built for revenue managers, right? If you're a revenue manager, you want the most sophisticated tool, and you should, right? You, it's your job to sit in that, and you want to be able to slice and dice data of any win and what if scenarios, and if I do this, what happens then, and these type of things. Well, again, our profile is majority of hotel owners or front desk, front of house managers. And they're not full-time revenue managers. They do a lot of things. But they want, But they want to make sure that they don't leave, don't leave opportunity or money on the table in that sense. And that's where our product kind of fits in. And it now, if I've talked to customers, if I talk to why customers join, it's like, it's not that they're like, oh, I want to spend hours in the product and really, you know, understand exactly what the pickups and what the situation that we got to this 85 euro price.
Yeah.
No, I just want to make sure that I don't sell out too early. And if there's something happens in the industry, in the area, that I'm not full at the rate that was too low. That's their worry in that sense.
So it's almost, you know, whether it's owner, however it's working, mm-hmm. you know, single property, they will know about revenue management. They would have read about revenue management. People would have spoken to them probably about revenue management, but their view is, hey, I don't have the time. I don't need a sophisticated solution. I've got a smaller property, but I'm also aware that if I just have a fixed price at any given time, that I'm probably missing out on either some bookings because I may be too high, or I'm missing out on some revenue because I may be too low. So either way, I'm missing something. I just want a solution that I can have running for me that's just making sure that when I'm focused on looking after the guests that I've got and sorting out my supplies and sorting out my bills and everything else I have to do to keep the lights switched on, something's working in the background to make sure that my pricing is at the best point that it can be. Is that fair?
That's the ideal customer, because they're already convinced about dynamic pricing and they're like, hey, I get the concept. But if you look at, like, hey, there's some multiple statistics or research done, right? If you look at the market at large, and there's always the big debate, how many hotels are there? Well, okay, like, and how many, what is defined of a hotel? But let's not get into the nitty-gritty of that. But estimated, and I think it's a directionally good guess, is about 50% of the hotels have a PMS. The rest of the hotels around the world just still work on something else, a diary, Excel sheet, pen and paper, I call calendar, whatever they use. So there's only, that's already like a step up. Many of the hotels, there's a good portion of hotels we talk to that have no PMS, that just don't. They don't have any distribution systems. They're like, we've been doing this for ages. Then, you know, and if you then look at the market, like only of those hotels, only 5% have actually an RMS. So RMS is still very early stages. PMS has already gotten caught up much more. I think that's one. Then if you kind of, again, it's easy to think about all the fast forward brands that are top of mind when you think about, you know, innovative and AI, you know, apps and AI, we can throw all the terms at it. Brands that are always at the forefront, but the majority of the hospitality industry is old fashioned. And when you talk to these people, and we talk to hundreds of these hotels with our team every day, most of them, when is the last time you visited pricing? Yeah. Oh, the last time actually when we converted from builder to euro, right? They're like, these are serious answers, and we laugh about it. Or the last time I revisited pricing was actually when I took over the hotel from my parents. These are honest answers that people give, like, oh, wow, I've had seasonal pricing winter and summer for as far as I can remember. And so there's much more convincing to do on the concept of you need to, dynamic pricing is not
just even adjusting it more often,
even adjusting it is more often than actually convincing us on the software. Right? This is the hurdle. People, and then you get a lot of obstacles. Like, hey, well, I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's, we shouldn't do that. We have regular customers that have been coming here for 15 years. Why should we, you know, now all of a sudden ask different prices? So there's much more obstacles in that sense than buying our product, obviously.
Got you. Once they can see the buying is worth it, that just becomes a business ROI.
Exactly.
It's like, why should I even engage, first of all?
Yeah. And I think then this has been, you know, not me, but there's so many industry thought leaders that have similar thoughts around this, or similar purposes around this, is around, like, RMS is probably now the biggest revenue driver for a hotel that you can get, right? Mm-hmm. We see this with customers. If you do nothing and we plug them in, there is a minimum of, I mean, an average of 20% or plus increase in total revenue for that hotel. I'm doing nothing to
use an RMS. Seriously, because we hadn't spoke about these stats before, so I'm not asking you to highlight something we've prepped up. So,
but you
could take a hotel that has nothing,
and
you could plug your solution in, and they, on average, would see a 20% increase.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
And that's the power, I'm sure our competitors have similar stats. We're great, but then it's not that we founded something that is truly unique in the world. Doing nothing applying dynamic pricing has a dramatic increase of your top line revenue as a hotel, of room revenue, and that's there's an easy solution to drive more revenue for you as a hotel.
Which I guess comes back to your
and
point.
And obviously, when you switch. And obviously, when you switch from already from one system to the other, that increase is different. But from doing nothing to something,
that makes a lot of sense. And as you say, yes, okay, we're talking to you guys, So you're going to be talking about the Room Price Genie. But there's also, I guess there's also a broader industry message that we get from all of the partners that we have that are in the revenue management tech space, is just, they just wish hotels, look, whoever you end up choosing, just please, first of all, engage in the fact that just by doing something, you can gain more revenue.
You can gain more revenue. And I think it was always the previous look at it was like, I'm in an advantage because I use an RMS system. I'm an advanced revenue manager, supplier advanced revenue management, and I am actually making more money and the rest of the world is all left behind. Yeah. Well, I think that's dramatically going to change in the coming years. And now it's going to be, well, if you don't use it, you're going to be left behind. And it's not an advantage anymore. It's a requirement to have. Like a PMS these days, like a channel manager, like a good booking engine, that whole system, revenue management, is catching up. And
that makes a lot of sense. So very, very, very quickly, because you've told us a lot about, which kind of, I think, helps to position what differentiates you, what maybe makes you slightly more unique to some of the other names that people would be familiar with. When you talk about your going from doing nothing to doing something, and you speak about the implementing and getting the system up and running, how complex is Room Price Genie to, you know, if I kind of say, right, okay, let's do it, I want it in my hotel, how much time have I now got to invest all with my staff to get it going?
Good question. And the biggest question mark or the biggest variation around this is implementation time for a PMS integration.
Yep. Oh, okay.
So that is really a factor that implements a lot. But we say about in 2.5 hours, we can get you up and running.
We're talking hours.
Yeah. So in general, if you kind of look at the flow, we get you onboarded, basically you get trained on the system, you learn the basic highlights, and you kind of get the overview of know how to navigate and use and apply and understand what we're doing and we want to make it as visible as possible. So the black box concept, we say this is your base price based on factor A, B, C, based on your personal preferences as well. How aggressive do you want to be? If you want to be extremely aggressive, you can dial up, or if you want to like be a little bit more moderate, you can set tops and lows, things like that. And then we train you on the system. We do one roughly an hour implementation call where we load all your rates and your room types and make sure the connections all work and check everything and validate everything. And then a week or 2 weeks after, typically 2 weeks, we do another hour call where we answer any questions. We look at what success has been so far, kind of understand where things are going and how things are working, and then you're off to the races. We don't have to load historical data. We only use current and future forward data, so that helps us a lot as well. The challenge is really like, hey, there are systems that are super easy to integrate, click, get an API key, and we're off. And there are systems where, yeah, you know, you have to send in forms, taxes, and
we could name a few names, but we won't go there.
No. But really, the goal is to get people off to this very easily. And again, because the product is, we don't do auxiliary revenue. There's things that we decided not to do. Obviously, there's no huge learning curve and huge setup curve either.
It's the KISS principle, keep it simple, stupid kind of thing, isn't it?
Exactly.
Let's just get it going. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Very good. Well, look, again, thank you to Room Price Genie coming on board as a partner. Thank you to you for taking the time to talk with us today. And look forward to working with you guys in the future on other content that we'll be discussing and working through. So thanks again for your time. Much appreciated.
Excellent. Thanks for your time, Trevor. Appreciate it.
Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Thomas for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. You can contact us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. If you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. And if you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. until next time, thanks for listening.